What do we have in the last 10? We have i'tikaf, the forgotten sunnah. I'tikaf, which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did every Ramadan. This is what we call sunnah mu'akkada. The sunnah that he did every time, all the time. It's almost like obligation. Like the two sunnah prayers before Fajr, we know that it's called sunnah mu'akkada, means emphasized sunnah. Because he always used to do it. Even when he traveled and he dropped all of the sunnahs, he only did the fard. The two before Fajr, he kept. So this is sunnah mu'akkada. I'tikaf is sunnah mu'akkada. The same way that we wouldn't like to miss those two units of prayer before Fajr, we should not miss i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan. But in most of the Muslim world today, who does it? Rare. Who plans for it even? You know, we plan with our jobs, we take off days, we plan, we have holidays, we want to go here, there, you know, for anniversaries and things and all kinds of other things we make plans for. We ask in the job, can we get so many days off at this time of the year, so and so and so. It never crosses our mind, can we get time off for i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan? It doesn't cross our mind because it is forgotten. And even the idea that women can do it, it's like, yeah, yeah. The Prophet ﷺ and his wives did i'tikaf in the last 10 days. But as I said, today it is forgotten. Well, this is what is in front of us. For most of us, work carries on until the last 5. So even to think about doing it now is like too late. Well, too late for the first 5 of the last 10. Prophet ﷺ, the last 10 days, he would stay in the masjid. I'tikaf means seclusion in the masjid. He would stay in the masjid 24/7. Focusing on ibadah, on worship. On the various elements of worship, focusing on them in those last 10. To leave the month on a spiritual high. We've been struggling all month long, the last 2/3, just struggling between fasting and feasting that we talked about earlier. The feasting element is so pervasive, so, you know, all encompassing. It's hard to fight it. It's on us. Everywhere we go, food is piled on us, and we know we're supposed to be fasting. People feel insulted if we don't eat as they would like us to eat. Engorge ourselves. Show that we love the food that they have made. Show our appreciation. So that's the struggle. Alhamdulillah, in i'tikaf, you don't have to worry about it. Because only so much food will be brought there, and you will have complete control over your food. So that problem can be put aside. And we can focus in those last 10 days, fully focus on ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, as I said, a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a chance to salvage our Ramadan. In spite of the best plans that we laid, we said we ran into so many problems on the way. It's through His mercy, through His grace, through His blessings that we have the chance to salvage and come out having benefited from Ramadan. So that is i'tikaf. What do? For those of us who have work all the way up until the 25th, well, the best that you can do is at least commit the last 5 days to i'tikaf. 5 out of 10, better than none out of 10. Most of us have never done i'tikaf in our lives. And that is sad. But it is the state of the Ummah. Lost touch with the Sunnah.